The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program adapted from the original 12 Steps of Alcoholics Anonymous is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with Step 3 of the addiction recovery program.
I'm Luann, and I'm a grateful recovering addict.
Hi, Luann.
Step 3 for me is the absolute foundation of my recovery and made all the rest of the steps possible for me. I have tried and failed to get clean and sober more times than I can remember, and I've spent a lot of time in and out of jail, and I would go to jail, I'd get the drugs out of my system, and I would have a new resolve that I, Luann, of my own strength, would stay clean and sober. And I would get out of jail, and usually within a couple days, sometimes a couple hours, I'd be right back in the same situation that I was in before, and hating life and just a mess. Just almost 7 years ago, I was arrested once again, and I was a complete mess. I was literally knocking on death's door when I was arrested. I had been trying to quit using heroin, and 2 weeks prior to that arrest, I went to VOA, and I left, and I overdosed and suffered a respiratory arrest that nearly took my life. And the last time my mother saw me before that last arrest, she said she could see me dying right in front of her eyes. And she went home and she started praying fervently that there would be an intervention that would save my life. And 2 weeks later, I was arrested. And I almost immediately upon my arrest, I began receiving a prompting to go to the Lord in prayer. And I resisted that prompting because I felt so ashamed and unworthy to go to the Lord in prayer. And I thought, you know, I've tried and failed so many times, I'm just going to fail again. I don't know if I can do that again. The promptings persisted and they were strong. They came several times a day as I detoxed from heroin over those first weeks in jail. And I had a powerful experience during a prayer about 3 weeks into my stay as I was pacing in my jail cell, and a prayer just flowed out of my heart. And from that point forward, I knew that I was no longer alone. I knew that my Heavenly Father and the Savior knew me and they loved me, and that with Him, I could do this thing. And I knew that without Him, it was impossible. But I knew that He was with me and that with Him, I could do this thing. And I made the decision at that point to make a complete about-face change away from my addiction and move in the direction of my Heavenly Father, and to live along spiritual principles However, I had no idea how to do that. I had spent the last 5 years of my addiction homeless and serving the adversary, living from fix to fix. So I had no idea how to be clean and sober. I was facing some charges that were kind of scary, and I started praying on a regular basis, and I started going to church, and I started going to these meetings in jail, and I felt the Spirit. I felt the Spirit, and it was so uplifting to me. It was powerful, and people there would say, well, just turn it over to Heavenly Father. And I was like, what does that look like or feel like? He's not going to go to court for me. He's not going to do my time for me. I don't know how to turn it over to him. So I just started praying, dear Lord, how do I turn this over to you? Help me with the trust that I need to trust you in this process. And an amazing thing happened to me, and that was that my perspective about my situation changed, and my knowledge of who I was in Christ changed. I could see myself through the eyes of Christ, and I was no longer a sum total of the bad behavior that I had displayed throughout my life. I was a daughter of my loving Heavenly Father, and I wasn't afraid to go to court or see the judge or do my time because I knew God was with me, and that's exactly what happened. I went to court, and I was sentenced to a year in jail, and that year in jail was the most life-changing, powerful experience of my whole entire life up until this point, and I'm grateful for it. I'm so grateful for that experience, being compelled to be humble, that brought me to my knees to receive and come unto my Savior, Jesus Christ. If there's one thing that I'd like to testify of, and that is that this is a come-as-you-are program. There's no prerequisite to come unto Christ. He loves us, me, in all of my sin and shortcomings, and wherever I stand right now, he loves me exactly the way I am right now. And so I've been on this amazing journey with my Savior from that point to this, and learning to trust him in all the different aspects of my life, in my service and in my employment and healing with my children. And it's just been a journey. And I've learned that he knows exactly what I'm going to be facing. He knows what's down around the corner for me. And he will prepare me for that today, right now, in this moment. And part of this is a preparation for something I'm going to face in the future. And I trust him in that. I trust him in the information and knowledge I get from each of you in these meetings. It's powerful. Things you say feed my soul and enrich me, and I can pass it on to somebody else who I may meet around the corner. And I love it. I love my Heavenly Father and my Savior, Jesus Christ. I know that he has a plan for me. I serve him wholeheartedly. My journey with him has taken me back to the jail, where I can be a light to the other sisters at the jail and share my story of hope with them and testify to them what is possible for them as daughters of God. And I wouldn't have it any other way. I love this program. I know that these 12 steps are a divine order. Before these 12 steps came into existence, before Dr. Bob and Bill W. were divinely inspired to come up with these steps, people died in their addictions. They were institutionalized. Today, recovery is possible, and it is a spiritual program. And God has a plan for each and every one of us to come out of the darkness. And it's a personal plan that's tailor-made for each and every individual. And I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
The full episode for Step 3 of the Addiction Recovery Program is also available on the Mormon channel.